Okay, so welcome back to today's podcast, and as you could probably tell, I have changed the name from just Nick's podcast to Randomu Otaku, and that is, Randomu Otaku is basically random in Japanese and otaku for, you know, what I normally do on here, you know, just talk about anime, manga, and love Japanese culture. But today we're going to be straying away from just Japanese to go over on to some Korean manhwa. Okay, so what I've been doing and during my little, I want to say internet break, but not really, because I still use the internet to, like, you know, read my books and stuff. But I stayed off the social media, the YouTube, and all the other platforms. And so, basically what I did was, I binge read a manhwa, the Korean one, and it was a webtoon, and it was fast. And it's probably one of the best, well-put-together psychological ones that I have read so far. And I really, really enjoyed it. It was different from everything that I've actually got into, because it always left you guessing. There was nothing that was ever finalized in it, so it made you wonder and wonder. But I only read 14 chapters of it at the start, and then, you know, by yesterday I was like, I got all this free time now, might as well finish the whole thing. So I binge read all 93 chapters. It was 93 chapters, if I'm not wrong. So I binge read all 93 of them chapters, and it was a good journey. So I guess I would just be giving my review of Bastard. Okay, so I won't go into too much detail for this one, because I'm not trying to tell you read up a Wikipedia article about it, or a fandom article. So I started off reading it, and I went into it just wanting something with a bit more psychological stuff in it, and that's pretty much exactly what I got. So after taking the time to read it, I started paying attention to it, and it was well put together the way that they did it. One thing I want to talk about is the art. The art in it adds to the, it backs up what's actually happening in the story. The art stays at, like, I want to say more darker tone. It's all the art and all the colors are like kind of like drained out, so it always leaves like a more dead tone to it. And that's what really made it stand out, in a way that images are like drawn in sequences. Like some of the scenes whenever the dad goes to kill somebody, one of the scenes that I remember, spoiler warning, this is going to be a spoiler podcast, I probably should have said that. Probably going to edit that into the beginning part. So basically, in one of these, he went to go kill the bully. The scene I'm talking about is, I'm pretty sure I recall it pretty much well, because I just finished it yesterday. So it was the scene where Manny and the guy that he hired to basically kidnap Jin's dad so that he could answer some questions, but Manny literally went on to try to kill him. But then Jin's dad, I'm not going to try to say his name because I'm going to butcher the name, so we're just going to call him Jin's dad. So basically Manny provokes him and stuff. And then he says something to him that made him snap, which didn't make any sense, or I didn't know what was happening. But at the end, it all came together, and you start to feel like the dad wasn't that bad after all. He was really bad, but he wasn't that bad. Like, he was still like a father, I guess. Anyway, so the scene starts off with, after Manny stabs the other guy, and then Jin's dad breaks out the chair and then beats Manny and then takes the knife. And then there was the sequence whenever you were scrolling down, it went from like a still frame where he was standing up, and then you scroll down and then you see him get bent down, and then the next one he stabs and then gets up, then goes over, then bends down, stabs, and then gets up, then comes back in with like the gasoline and just sprays it around, and then just starts walking off, and then throws the lighter, and then it just catches everything on fire. That was one of the most well put together sequences, because the way that it was all put together was like step by step, and it really made it suspenseful. But it made it feel like you were actually watching it happen, and it made it a little bit more spooky, I guess. And that's why, because the art and the sequences that they use really add to the story. Like, you can write a good story, but if it's supposed to be a manhwa and the art's not good, or the sequencing doesn't really add up, that just takes everything away from it. But the art and the writing were both a 10 out of 10. It's probably one of the best stories. So I would say that it's probably one of the best horror and suspenseful manhwas, and probably one of the best ones, because it told a story that not many authors can really tell, like even just regular like writers. It told a story, and the characters, they were real well written. It was Jin's dad who was real well. Yeah, I took speech class because I couldn't say like the W U's and the R's very well. So yeah, so forgive me for that. Just use your imagination and just whenever I mess up, just put together what I was trying to say. So okay, I'm just back from my break because I messed up way too many times. So I was like, okay, let me get a break. Okay, now we're back. Okay, hopefully I don't repeat anything. So yeah, the writing and the story is a 10 out of 10, and the characters were written really, really well, I would say, because they actually made you feel for the characters. Like, they put so much background and depth into them. Like, none of the characters were just there just to be there. They all had a meaning, they played a part in the story, and you could actually, they showed real emotion, basically. It's not like, oh, all of a sudden I get all this strength from some random place to beat this one bully because I feel motivated or something. No, it keeps it realistic to it. Everything really makes sense and it all adds up and it's by logic. It's not nothing, no plot holes or anything. And even whenever you think that there is one, it's going to be answered in the later future. And now here we're going to get to the real spoiler stuff. So as you know, I said it was all well put together. The story was written really well. And after that, you know, when we got to the ending part, it was really shocking to me because turns out that Jin was like a psychotic little kid, and like it was really astonishing, I guess. And then turns out that it was his mom who was the one who dropped him off the hospital because she didn't want him to turn out like his dad. And turns out that Jin's father really did care for him, and it was like their little bonding thing whenever they killed somebody. So it turns out that Jin was the one putting all this stuff in his own head, changing the way that it was, changing the narrative basically to fit how he wanted it to fit. So he changed all of it up just like that, just so that it made sense to him, so that he didn't feel guilty or anything and put all the blame on his dad. When it turns out that Jin was kind of the part of the problem, I guess. And then we go from the ending, and then after that, then we see like the aftermath of it. Jin goes to juvie, and his father really did love him, and he commits suicide by jumping off the building, holding the painting, and my gosh, sorry about that. The painting, and we see the meaning behind it. It was the father and son one, and that what held more value to it, because we learned that his dad wasn't just like a sociopath. He was a psychotic. Although he was psychotic, he was still a father who cared for his son, and he thought he was doing what his son wanted to do with him, like for the bonding and stuff. And that's what really changed it up a bit, but it didn't change anything of the part where he's still a bad guy. So after he commits suicide, Jin goes to juvie. Then we get to see like the after story where Jin's about to get out and move in with what was her name? Kyun? I think it was Kyun or Kun. I'm sorry. It was Kyun. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Yeah, Kyun. And we get to see him basically, her all grown up and everything, taking care of everything. We get to see Manny's sister doing kind of well, and they're all helping each other out, and Jin's about to be released. And then we see his mother at the end, where I'm guessing he went to go meet her and I guess talk out some stuff, and then that's where it ended. And it left the rest up to our minds basically. And you could probably tell about what really did happen after the end, because it leaves up some to your imagination. And with that part, I really like it because we don't get like an after story like Clannad did, where we see all of them grown up and we get to see all the problems. We get to get the rest that's loved up to our imagination, and we get to basically imagine what we think would happen. But I'm pretty sure that Jin either went to visit his mom with Kyun, or just himself to go meet her for the first time after all that happened. And I hope, and I think that it was like a little happy ending story, and that's what I really liked about it. It didn't have no sad ending, it didn't have no bad ending. The ending was well put together, it wasn't rushed or anything. So in all, I would have to give it a 10 out of 10, and I would definitely recommend it. Even if I did put up a spoiler warning and you guys still listen to this anyway, I would definitely recommend it, because Bastard is really put together. The artwork, 10 out of 10, writing, 10 out of 10, and the ending of it was like really amazing, because the way it didn't leave off on a cliffhanger, it didn't leave you guessing. And although it at the end it left you guessing, it was the good way of leaving you guessing. It didn't leave you like, oh my gosh, did he go to prison forever, or what happened to her, or where did she go, or something like that. No, it answered your questions that you had, and whatever it left off to your imagination, it left it off in a good note, because you could imagine like how Jin's life was with Kyun. His, like, you already know that they probably got married, And you can imagine them with their kid, him taking care of her. You can imagine him working and doing all this stuff. You can imagine all this and his mom being happy. So it was that good way of leaving, guessing. So I would definitely say that it's good. And the author of it also created another webtoon, Sweet Home. And it's still ongoing. It follows the horror genre, but it's not like Bastard. It's not like leading up to the same thing. It's more with like zombie monsters, I would say. But it still has the horror aspects, but taken to a... Well, not taken to the Bastard level or psychological stuff, but it's still good psychological. And if you like the sequence frames that they had, like how they had like one where he's standing there, two where he's moving around, and three, he grabs a knife, four. If you like that kind of frames, they have it in Sweet Home. So I would definitely recommend it. I'm currently reading it. I'm not sure what chapter I am on. I'm probably 20 something, or maybe even more. Let me check right quick and see what chapter I'm on. Yeah, I'm on chapter 44 right now. Well, I finished chapter 44. I'm about to start 45. I would definitely recommend checking this one out. It's really well put together, and it's by the same author. So if you like Bastard, you're gonna love this one. And yeah, that would be all for my Bastard review. Not too much in depth, just me giving my thoughts about it and what I loved about it, about the artwork, about the writing, and how well written they were. And yeah, that would pretty much be all. And I mean, like, I'm just saying that if you listen to this, even though it had a lot of spoilers, even though I did tell you this, it's better for you to read it yourself, because although you know what's going to happen, you're going to love the anticipation, because you could have kind of already guessed what was going to happen. But while I was reading it, I had no idea, like, if Jin was going to get killed by his father, or he was going to kill his father, or what was going to happen. Was he going to go to jail? Was Kyun going to die? Like, you didn't know, because the way that they killed off Manny was just so subtle. It's like they didn't even care about it. They didn't put no dramatic stuff, like no struggle sequence or anything. It was just so smooth. Like Jin said, just got out the chair, bent down, stabbed, got up, went over to the next one, stabbed, burn. It was like so subtle, and that's what made it kind of add to the depth, I would say. So yeah, I would definitely recommend checking out Sweet Home. And if you read Bastard, just it was a good story, you gotta admit that. Like, I don't think I have found anybody who actually hated it, and even the ending was really, really good. I would say it's not the best webtoon, because the best the best webtoon that's on the app, but I would say that the best manhwa I've read is definitely Solo Leveling. Yeah, I'm a Solo Leveling geek. Win for season 2, that's supposed to be released next month. Let's go. I think it's August 1st, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm really hyped for that, and hopefully it is August 1st. But yeah, other than that, I would say have a good day, and enjoy your manhwa and manga anime, and hopefully I make more reviews and get better at making reviews and do more in-depth. Maybe next time I have a script and won't just go off my head. Okay, so after listening back to this, I realized I forgot to do the outro. And yeah, I'm sorry about that. So I guess I can do it right now. So remember, you guys, stay safe out there. Make sure you wash your hands, wear a mask if you're going out. Stay safe. Don't get involved in anything. And also remember to accomplish whatever you set out to do, and hope that you guys have a great day, and that would be all. Peace.